Why did you decide to join the race as a write-in candidate?
Well, my initial intent was to run as an independent candidate. I began getting petition signatures last July, and you need, in this election, 5,930 valid signatures to get your name on the ballot. And I was about halfway there in March when coronavirus came and basically ruined everything. And so I fought after the lockdown was lifted. I was still trying to go out and get the signatures, but there was just no way time-wise to go ahead and successfully acquire almost 6,000 signatures. And you actually need more in case some of the signatures are invalid. So they were telling me that I needed basically like 10,000 signatures in order to make sure that I would cross that threshold. So there was no way for me to go ahead and do that. And whenever the deadline approached for the signatures, I just recognized that I wasn't going to be able to make it. And I'm not the type of person to give up. I always want to find another way. And the write-in candidacy was really the only other path available to me. So that's kind of how I ended up here.
What are the top two issues you're campaigning on, or the two top issues you'd try to change after the election?
Number one is education. I am a big proponent of equity within education, especially for kids in rural areas, access to things like dual credit courses, AP courses, skills education, things of that nature, because I feel like a lot of kids who don't have access to things that more kind of affluent or just bigger city schools have access to by virtue of increased internet access or increased access to whether it be like nearby colleges or what have you, they just have access to more stuff, and that can push you further in your education. So kids in rural America kind of get left behind a little bit, and I want to make sure that doesn't happen. And number two is infrastructure, which encompasses a whole bunch of different things, but only about, I think, 33% of our roads and 40% of our bridges are deemed to be in like good condition. And obviously that is horrible. Like, how are we driving on this poorly maintained infrastructure? We have one of the largest highway infrastructures and one of the lowest rates of funding. So we definitely need to work on repairing and maintaining that, because it's an economic issue, obviously, for things like truckers and tourism. You want people driving on safe roads. And obviously, for those of us day-to-day, we hate driving over potholes. I know, like, for me, I drive up to Springfield all the time, and going from Branson to Springfield on 65 is not exactly the most enjoyable trip. So, you know, definitely things like that. But it also encompasses, like, a Wi-Fi access and broadband internet access, because there are so many people within this district who don't have access to cell service, let alone reliable internet. And, like, I was canvassing in Pleasant Hope, I think, and my cell phone was just like not working. There was no service. I am canvassing and people are opening the door with landline phones, and like, oh my gosh, you know, that in and of itself is kind of a safety issue, right? Like, if you have an elderly population and they fall and their cell phone doesn't work, or anything like that, it's just really kind of something that I don't think is talked about a lot in Washington, D.C., because people out there generally come from bigger cities and areas who have access to these sorts of things, and they just don't have the same priorities that we have here, because either they don't care or they just don't realize that these are things that we don't have.
What sets you apart from the other candidates?
Well, I am an independent candidate, so no party establishment for me. And also, I would like to point out, though, I am the only candidate who's out here, you know, trying to really fight for everybody and listen to people. We're the only campaign going door to door. We've got yard signs and we've got TV ads. We're the only candidate who's got television ads, and we're working on radio ads. So we're out here running an actual campaign, fighting for this seat. And you can't really say that about the Democrats or Billy Long. So, I mean, I'm always trying to listen, and it doesn't matter to me what party you're part of, if you're part of a party at all, because to me, it's like, you're a citizen of this district, your voice deserves to be heard. And I'm doing my best to reach out to as many people as I can during these incredibly difficult times.
What do you think is the 7th Congressional District's most pressing need?
I would kind of go ahead and really just kind of work my way back to education with that one, because all of our future is based on how much we're investing in ourselves and our kids, right? So if you have somebody who is a really bright kid or a child who's really going to excel and they go somewhere like out of state for college, what is their incentive to move back here afterward, to join our workforce, to join our communities and try to make a life here instead of going to a bigger city like St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago, wherever? If you are not going to have access to the things, or you don't want to make a family here because your kids aren't going to have access to the best education, your roads aren't safe to drive on, you know, those two things especially, you're not incentivizing people to want to live here. You know, people are moving away. What's their incentive to come back? What is anyone's incentive to move here? We have to make sure that there is a community infrastructure in place in this district where people are like, hey, this is a good place to live. This is a place I want to go and make my family, make my life, because I feel like they're going to get the education that they need. They have the opportunities that I want them to have, and I'm going to be driving on safe roads, and I have, you know, the opportunities to either start up a small business or join an existing business and have a good job that allows me to participate in the economy. So it really goes back to investing in our community, and I think education is kind of the biggest part of that. So I would go with education, but again, it really is just more of a, hey, let's actually spend the time and money investing in these things that are going to bring us rewards in the future.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.